This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Common Cause, the government watchdog based in Washington, D.C., filed complaints with the Federal Election Commission that the American media payment to former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal to conceal her affair with Donald Trump was intended to influence the election by keeping her story under wraps. The complaints, which named Trump, the Trump campaign, and AMI, said the payment amounted to an illegal in-kind contribution and violated federal reporting requirements. In a CNN televised live appearance in Florida, Senator Mark Rubio and an NRA representative were booed and heckled by the crowd for their refusal to support a ban on assault weapons or age restrictions. Reverend Billy Graham, the evangelist preacher, has died at 99 years old. State of Mississippi did award a tax break worth up to $6 million for a hotel project involving the Trump family business, a public subsidy that would indirectly benefit President Trump. The Board of the Mississippi Development Authority approved the so-called tourism tax rebate, which had been requested by the development's local owners, Dinesh and Suresh Chawla. Trump Organization will brand and manage the hotel and collect fees from the Chawlas for doing so. Ireland's state-run secondary schools can no longer assume that their students will receive religious instruction, government has said, directing the schools to offer alternative classes. A court in Bahrain sentenced a prominent democracy advocate to 5 years in prison for tweets about abuses in prisons and the Saudi-led war in Yemen, continuing the crackdown that crushed the Arab Spring uprising there 7 years ago. The number one trending item on Twitter before it was pulled off of YouTube was a video claiming that a 17-year-old survivor of the gun massacre in a Florida high school was an actor, repeating a common right-wing conspiracy tactic. The Justice Department recommends that all rape kits associated with a reported crime be submitted for DNA analysis. Until just last year, there were no national requirements or guidelines on what to do with them. Most states had no laws dictating what kits should be tested, meaning every police department could have its own rules about what evidence to test, keep, or throw away. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.